If you want to radically transform your life and take your health to the next level, click on my Breath is Life course below. This will optimize your breath as well as your meditation. And I'll see you after the video.
Okay, party people, psycho chickens of the cyberspace. All sorts of great stuff happening with us here on planet Earth. What's happening with you guys? All right, we'll wait till everyone gets loaded up. So, word around the campfire is we're on some kind of lockdown here in Los Angeles. I think same quarantine that happened in San Francisco is happening here. So, guys, I am here to tell you that the light is coming on the planet. The cavalry has arrived. Make sure that you've got enough supplies because this may take a minute. So, our company is still open. If you want high quality organic nutrition, you want to get into some calorie restricted fasting, etc., etc., you can always do business with me and the Purium Company. We are here. We are part of the solution. We've been around for a very long time, doing exactly what we're doing, illuminating the path for others. This is an abundant world. This is a cool world. This is a beautiful world with many beautiful things. The scarcity that you have been sold, the bullshit that you have been sold, the slavery that you have been sold by your local banking cartel, etc. These things are over with. The crash of the stock market, this is all par for the course, my friends. This is par for the course that is happening. It must go away if we are to survive. And I've already seen the vision. We do survive. Humanity is glorious. The victory is in the light. I have been praying for this for a very long time, and so have many other people. One of the best things you guys can do for yourself is to share the messages that I create. You share the messages that Paul Check creates. Explore with Jator. Elliot Hulse has some badass messages too, so does JP Sears. Any high performing Czech practitioner out there, high level Czech practitioner, you can trust that they are in alignment with the energies of the earth. They want good for humanity. You can trust the Ra's of the earth, Carolina, she does good work. My friend Andy Mills. Who else is popular online? There's a lot of good people out there. Spread the messages of our own divinity. Spread the messages of purity, of good fortune, of love. This is the time to spread them. Cut the shit. You got nothing else to do anyways. Right? We're all on lockdown as they round up these criminals, these people who have been creating crimes against humanity for a long time. And it's not that we need to hate on these brothers and sisters, they are simply just lost and misguided. If you're just tuning in, we will do some breath work. I do have a meeting at 11 a.m., so we've got about a half an hour here. And so, My Wi-Fi has been going in and out, so expect disruption in your cell phone service. Potential electricity disruption. Disruption in Wi-Fi, electricity, all of that stuff. Now is a great time to get healthy, be healthy. And remember, if shit really hits the fan, you can live off the prana, right? The breath work, sunlight and breath. These are the first forms of nutrition, right? In the meantime, mainline your greens. This is Liquid Sunshine. Make sure you have dense proteins and materials. You can get your hands on. But ultimately, guys, if you're still enough, you can get the energy from the sun, the energy from the earth. And many of you guys don't like the fact that I drink my own urine, but the fact of the matter is, some of the deepest and most profound medicine comes from yourself. If you have to survive, you can drink your own urine. Lord knows I have for the last 15 years. Actually, probably more like 17 years now. At least the last 15 years, I've been drinking my own urine. And I have a neti cup. But you don't even need a neti cup. Supposedly this coronavirus, I don't know. I think it's a nothing burger, personally. I think it's just another distraction for something that's deeper that's going on. But if you would like to clean your nasal passages where these types of respiratory issues reside, you can take your urine and snort it. Lord knows I do every morning. I put it in my neti cup and I clean out my nasal passages. And so, okay, Wi-Fi is back up. I like that, that's good. But it looks like okay. Somebody's using my pictures on the internet, stealing my profile, which is nothing new. All right, what are you psycho chickens up to? Let me see if I can answer some questions. Bring one of you psycho chickens on. You guys can always write questions in this question box right here. And so, yes, Angelic, Google ID 2020. What does that say? Google ID 2020. Okay, how does urine clean your nasal passages? Rach babe, the how is in the terminology magic. Vaccine with nanotech. Chip 5G. Yeah, anybody that wants the number of the beast, when they start offering you these vaccines and vaccine mandates, you know, just reference the Book of Revelations and, say, no thank you. You know, this is a good time to ask God to come into your heart, to lead you, guide you into the light, into the love, and into the life of God, right? This is the time. Because sometimes we, as little earthly beings, do not know, but yet God does know, right? And if you truly understand that you are the presence of God inside of you, and you are all-knowing, self-healing mechanism at all times, right? That is the truth. Right? That is the truth. So you just ask God to come into your heart. Ask and you shall be given. Thank you. So that's it, guys. Glory is coming to this planet. Take deep breaths, get centered, tune into the Certified Health Nut and any of your other favorite motherfuckers on the internet. This is a great time to be alive. They said there was a quarantine, but I don't know if they're going to be able to keep my ass off the beach, man, and off my bicycle. You know, I don't know exactly what that exactly means. But, yeah, I'm a hard motherfucker to contain. And so, we still gotta live, right? You know? But I think this is only temporary, guys. It's just temporary. It's just temporary. I've been studying the Hopi prophecy, the eagle and the condor prophecy, and this is just par for the course. And so, yeah. Just tell them when they come to your door to try and give you the number of the beast that you're cool. And then, of course, always remember that the Second Amendment exists and there's patriots on this planet. So if the dark forces think that they're going to come and do all that type of stuff, then they're going to be met with some American fucking hardcore energy. I'll tell you that right now. And so, okay, if you DM'd me and there was no response, bear with us because the team will get right back to you guys as soon as possible. Why are you doing the Clint Eastwood squint? Coronavirus. How can you be sure these people you speak of are pure? Tap into your heart. Get quiet. Pandemic 201. Google that, guys. Can you get out and go to the park? I'm supposed to shoot some videos today, so shouldn't be a problem. Yes, we've all been praying for this big awakening. Hey, Willow. Good to see you. Okay, so if you're cool with vaccines, you're on the wrong channel. So, hey, Troy, just got a decayed tooth pulled. Instantly felt healthier and calmer mentally, physically, especially next day. Is the bacteria there enough to cause health issues? Yes, and I'm not a dentist, so get with a holistic dentist. Dr. Raymond Silkman is my dentist, and so see if you can get a hold of him. I don't think he's on social media, but he'll answer your questions. Find a skilled holistic dentist. Yes, where we go all, which is WWG1WGA. You can follow that on Instagram and Twitter. God is not real. Okay. And people have different levels of semantic and linguistic understanding. Mario, what's up, brother? Let's shoot some videos today. Mario, come over the crib. Send me a text. Let's shoot some videos today. I got Miguel coming over to shoot videos on I think at 12:30. So in October, biometric tattoo and chip started with the homeless first. Okay, don't worry. It's not gonna roll out. That's not gonna be the end result. Love to God or faith. I am giving it all to God, knowing everything will be fine. I believe being outside is great for our health. I've been going outside every day. Yes, go outside every day. Contain yourself for the sake of others. Okay. Anyone who's regurgitating the mainstream media rhetoric, to me, is just a programmed automaton, a well-behaved slave. So, you know, to a certain extent, we are going to have to play inside the realms of society. But free speech still exists. And I think what's being propagated on the mainstream news is all bullshit. It's all bullshit. The virus, as far as I can see, is a nothing burger, statistically insignificant. I think I've already had it, and I know other people that have had it and have tested for it. the immune system just kicks in and you grow over that. So, hey, my buddy Imbalance, it's from Sweden, sending you guys lots of love. Yeah, I think I am gonna do a meditation video for you guys. It's statistically insignificant. Okay. Yeah. Your choice, you know, on how you see it. There's tons of conjecture, opinion, hypothesis. And so, but I've known multiple people to get it and, you know, nothing happens. So you just called me, well, be a slave. Just because it doesn't affect you doesn't mean shit for others. Okay. Yeah, you can call me a selfish fool. You can call me whatever you want. But I just think that you're a program slave, Matthew B802. So, I mean, what are you going to say about that? That's just my free speech. And I think people that are regurgitating the fear porn, they're enslaved, because if they had dominion over their own ideas, then they would know that everything is going to be all right, that there is no issue. Right? You know it exactly in your heart and in your consciousness. But instead, most people are operating from the level of mind that they've been programmed at, and they're in fear. There's nothing to fear. There is a timeline where we refrain completely and experience the ultimate outcome. How's Cali been? Cali, you know, I don't know. I went out yesterday. There was still people on the beach. And again, I think we got some kind of quarantine today. What percent of infected would make it statistically significant for you? Well, again, infected with what? Infected with flu-like type symptoms? I guess body bags stacked up, that would make it a little bit more significant for me. So, you know, and hey, look, I'm the first to admit that I can be wrong, but nothing to fear but the stupid government. There you go. Just bought Ripped at 50. Awesome, Joe. There's plenty of ways to tune up your immune system by reading Ripped at 50, whether you're young or old, healthy or sick. What this virus can explain to society, do you think? Society will realize that the system we live in is based not on our inner humanity. Yeah, this is a lesson for us all to wake up. Look, Matthew, I think 26,000 people a day die from cancer, junk food, diabetes. You know, there are statistic things that are huge. Mother Nature's way of purging and separating the wheat from the chaff, that always exists, right? And so the question is do you want to feed into the fear and become a statistic? The book will ship internationally. Man, we have phone calls every single day on the book. We're in the process of getting it printed right now. I got 15 minutes to do some breath work with you guys. Using mushrooms helps with meditation. Viruses are spread by airborne droplets. Okay. What about mind viruses? How are those spread? Do you know anything about the nocebo effect? Not a choice like eating crap food. You guys are funny. Science zombies. Yes, my religion is scientism. Please tell me what you think I should believe. Science is a methodology of observation. That's it. It's not a religion. I think 2/3 of all Nobel Prizes get overturned within 10 years, right? It's an ever evolving, you know, as we evolve, So we can observe science. But the yogis and the people that tapped into the deeper spiritual realms, science is only beginning to catch up with what they realized already. So, yeah, it's a methodology of observation that's continuously changing, and depending on the way you look at the data, you can basically say anything with quote unquote science. Most of the science in the world today is research bias. So really understand who and what you are. Okay, so I believe I heard you say you don't wear sunglasses. Do you think that it's the best to never wear them? Yes, because that blocks out the information from the sun, and your body releases hormones to protect you against the sun. And when you block that out, when you block that out, then your body doesn't release that hormone that protects you. So, that's my humble opinion. Could urine therapy help alleviate my chronic illness? It definitely could. I would read J.W. Armstrong's Water of Life to see if urine therapy is good for you, right? I'm not a doctor, and but I tell you, I did a lot of urine therapy and aged urine enemas to heal my black mold exposure and got parasites out of my intestines that were incredibly interesting to look at. And then I've had the flattest stomach I've ever had in my life ever since. So, you know, and I drink my urine every day, and I had autoimmune from black mold exposure. So. You honestly sound extremely ignorant yourself. I believe and look into many things that yogis have showed us, but they also are not always right. It's a yin yang. Spelled Yin, not yin yang. No one area is completely right. Yeah, I mean, that makes a good point, Matthew. Great. Okay. Yin and yang, but what has the yogis showed us? What is the thing that many of the yogis have showed us, but they're not right? What are the yogis not right about? Why don't you explain that? Why don't you be specific on that one there, Matthew? Do you have any opinion on Kangen water? I personally don't resonate with Kangen water. Maybe it has some application. I also don't really resonate with hydrogen water. I think you should get the purest water that you can and try and structure it and mineralize it as best you can, and the cleanest water, right? So reverse osmosis can zero out most of the contaminants, get the fluoride, chloride, chlorine, chloramide out of the water, and then restructure it as best as you can. And if you can get spring and glass that's been tested, then go for it. Best heirloom seeds online. You know, I don't know. You're gonna have to Google that. But definitely good for thinking about heirloom seeds because that's the way you want your mind to start thinking. And here's the thing, guys. Glory and the light is coming on the planet. All this bullshit that we're being propagated is going away. The money system that enslaves you, the media system that lies to you, these things are going away. They're going to be a thing of the past very soon. I've already seen the vision. This is a glorious planet. Half the bullshit and the shenanigans that we're doing with oil and all these other things. It's great that it's brought us to the level of development that we're at right now, but we are going to evolve past it. And so we can use zero point technology, cold fusion. We can develop anything we can put the human mind to. Anybody that argues with that, or argues with magic, or argues with alchemy, you know, the only thing I have to tell you is, you know, we've got Jules Verne, who developed the helicopter and the submarine well before they were developed. You've got Nikola Tesla that already invented free energy.
And it's going to come onto the planet. And then anybody that wants to argue with that, I just rub the Wright brothers right in your face. Wow, 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 wow. Right? And Steve Jobs that put a handheld computer in everyone's hand when everybody said he was nuts. Right? And he was not an engineer. Okay. So, I'm a psycho chicken hailing from Maine. Yeah! New England. I was born in New England. Gonna meditate so hard. I'll link up all the way to Cali. All right, baby. I'm growing my hair out. Any tips on keeping it healthy? Yeah, eat good nutrition. And my link in my bio has all my organic superfood nutrition. Buy all that stuff. That'll make your hair grow like wildfire. Hey, man, appreciate it. Thanks. The sky is so beautiful without them chemtrails in Austria. Corona is cleaning the environment. That's correct. And this is just a taste. Look it, we've got real clouds. We've got real clouds. Is that crazy? Real clouds. I haven't seen real clouds in years. Yee, real clouds. Right? How amazing is that? Trust me, guys, the world is changing in the favor of the human being. God has blessed us all. How do you wake up a human? You oppress the shit out of them, like the concrete and the shoot of grass, right? You can't keep a brother down, right? So we are awakening. That is the bottom line. So how do you deal with diarrhea? You can get montmorillonite clay or bentonite clay and charcoal. Sunshine defeated Spanish flu, not vaccines. Do you have an opinion on Kangen water? I already answered that. All right. Let's see about the questions down here. Here we go. Virus hype distraction from global genocide. Yes, no. What are your thoughts? Well, I think the deep state is making their final throws at trying to control and usher in one world government, one world currency, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that the white hats or the light beings or the consciousness of God or whatever you want to call it, is here to usher in a new level of consciousness, whether that's Donald Trump and the Patriots or... I think that has a lot to do with it. I mean, I think good old Donald Trump, everybody wanted to hate him because the media threw him under the bus. But who owns the media? The Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the conglomerates that, you know, control those banking entities. So the fact of the matter is all that stuff's going to get thrown under the bus. That's what's happening. It's the apocalypse for the deep state. Thoughts on media blowing the coronavirus out of proportion. Exactly that. You know, look up how many people die a day in Italy. And then look up statistically, you know, how many of those people are dying. And, you know, honestly, I don't know what is true. Just because the media says that? And again, I could be wrong, but... I mean, I'm the type of person, I'm like the thieves during the bubonic plague. I'm gonna use essential oils and protect myself and boost my immune system and, you know, align myself with the principles of nature as much as possible and understand that death is a part of life and I accept my death. And so it's simply not my time to die. I'm very, very clear on that, right? So thoughts on media blowing the coronavirus out of proportion. Well, the media is designed to sell political and economic campaigns, whether that's television advertising, want to advertise their goods and services, which pharmaceutical drugs are 75% of advertising, and then news reports, right? So as far as I'm concerned, the mainstream media is, you know, completely full of shit. So that's what I see.
prove me wrong. Morning routine for coherence and no overwhelm. Join me in some breath work, Miguel motherfucking Costa, right now. All right? You guys ready to breathe? Yeah, I got my butthole sunning. I actually have access to butthole sunning in my new crib. And so thanks for everyone joining me. And now we're going to breathe, motherfuckers. Everybody ready to breathe? Right? Because this is going to get you out of your anxiety and all the bullshit that you keep telling yourself and the media keeps telling you and the Matthews of the world keep trying to program you, right? And repeating, I'm telling you, the glory is coming on this planet. The light is on this planet. Accept God into your being, into your consciousness. Clear the conduits, right? Let's just breathe. I don't give a fuck how you breathe. Just breathe, all right? In through the nose, out through the mouth, in through the nose, out through the nose. I don't care. Let's just breathe. If you can do this, you ain't got the coronavirus. Going, guys, even if you get numb on the fingers, numb on the lips, lay down if you got to. Inhale all the way. Hold that. Go up in your third eye. All right, how was that, motherfuckers? Drop a comment in the box on that one. See what happens, you know? So thank you so much all for tuning in. I appreciate you guys. And I'll be back on the live later. We'll be doing lives continuously on all channels. All right, spread the good cheer, spread the good words. Find, you know, good information out there on YouTube, on QAnon, the deep state. Program the people's minds that good things are coming, right? You have to remember that there's some good things about the United States of America, even though our military was co-opted for many years. Do all these proxy wars and these oil wars. Know that there's some good patriots that care about humanity, care about the future of this planet, and hold the faith that energy and consciousness and all that stuff is on a positive upswing. It's all about holding the faith, holding the vision. If you don't have a vision, join me in mine. My mission is to raise human consciousness and change all systems on this planet. My vision is clean air, water, soil, and equitable systems for all of mankind in my lifetime. Okay, guys? If you don't know what an equitable system is, I got a one-way ticket to Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Syria, or anywhere in Africa that has natural resources that makes these devices work. Okay? So God bless everyone, and we will see you guys very, very soon.
Bless. Thanks for watching, guys. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and then check in the description box. All the programs that I have to take your health and consciousness to the next level is in the link below.